Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Kenny Tarmack, Dick Hitzwater, and Jess Hooker on Zoom. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let them mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
New from the vineyards of the Bob and Tom Winery.
Hey, what's that you're drinking?
It's a glass of red wine.
Whoa, hang on. Since when are you a wine guy?
Ever since I tried this new wine from the Bob and Tom Vineyards. You gonna try some?
Sure. What the hell?
Here you go.
Now, let me just give this a sip.
Oh, my God! What the? Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a red wine you won't soon forget.
So, you like it?
Oh, wow. Oh, what a buzz. Yeah.
It's Tasered Philly Fan Red, a shocking wine at a shockingly low price. Mm. Tasered Philly Fan Red is made from a delicious blend of grapes and electrons. Mm. Bob and Tom Vineyard reminds you to drink responsibly. Tasered Philly Fan Red will knock you on your ass after just one shot.
I guess.
Pay for it with cash, check, or our favorite, charge.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Joining us via whatever, is this?
Zoom.
Zoom?
Zoom.
It's Jess Hooker from her bedroom.
Zoom. Hello.
With the killing block right behind you.
She's seated on the killing block.
With bell. You've got bells on your headboard.
I do.
I think we can hear them if you that knock up again.
Is that a waterbed?
No, it's not a waterbed.
Okay. That is.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Those are very elaborate carvings on that headboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. Now, we have a lot to get to here. We really haven't checked in much with Christy Lee at the news desk, so let's... Christy.
That's all right.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmack.
Kenny!
Hey, Schwinner, we just landed. I'm at ATL. Just got in from ORD through LAX.
Really?
Today.
Really?
Oh, well, Kenny, you shouldn't be flying.
Really?
Well, since corporate wouldn't pay for regular travel, guys, I told Tobik I'd take one for the team and just get some dry runs in before we get back to normal.
Okay. You are something else.
I don't
else.
Have any appointments or renewals, but I told him I was going nuts. I wanted to do just a few touch and goes on my time.
All right.
I know. Well, the airports are pretty much ghost towns, as you might expect. I found the hardest part is trying to avoid all the Zone 4 people that are wandering around during layovers.
Oh,
and with all the Sky Clubs closed, I've decided to quarantine between flights in one of these breastfeeding pods. I guess they're called pump stations.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know why. I've been able to pump out more emails than usual. It's like a cubicle with cathedral ceilings in here.
I see.
And it's got Wi-Fi. Worst part is trying to sift through all the spam in my business account. Everyone at corporate is sending memes and jokes because, you know, they have time for that. I don't. I'm trying to run numbers, jumpstart second quarter business, and make another run at a highly coveted McCurdy Award this year.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, the banquet's going to be in Branson, so this is huge. Let me scroll down here. Oh, here's one. Now, finally, some work. It's from Tobik. It's marked urgent. Subject line says coronavirus. Just a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Todd, I got to read this.
Okay.
To whom it may concern, I like my COVID like I like my women. 19 and easy to spread.
Hey.
Oh,
hi.
Now, let me get a screenshot of that bad boy. I bet the head honcho will expense my flights now, huh? I'm going to send that off to Smear Corps. Listen, we just landed. I'll call you for Phoenix.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Kenny.
Okay, Kenny. Wow.
On his own dime.
Yeah.
Doing the touch and goes. Thank you very much, Kenny Tarmack. Now, we do return to the news desk with Christy Lee.
A French man has been rescued after trying to cross the Pyrenees to buy cigarettes in Spain.
Wow.
Yeah, you heard me. The unidentified gentleman from Perpignan had initially driven out in search of smokes, but after encountering police checkpoints, tried to cross the border to La Jonquera on foot. He became lost in the mountains and fell into a stream as well as some brambles before calling for help.
You gotta want it.
What do you think? There's someone. I'm going out to pick up some smokes.
God.
That's it. This is his story.
Yeah. I'm gonna go the long way.
Yeah.
Rescuers evacuated the man by helicopter. He was fined $146 for breaking quarantine rules.
Oh, it's a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know if he got any smokes.
No, that's two, probably. But that's pretty cheap for a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Chick's got the right idea. This guy wanted more than a smoke break.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
I just assumed the French government would be giving out cigarettes as part of a stimulus package during all this.
There you go.
Oh, don't placate me with your "there you goes." If you didn't care for it,
I don't understand.
Sit quietly. Don't add it. There you go.
Well, I don't understand why you'd have to leave France to get cigarettes.
I don't either.
Don't baby diapers in France come with free smokes? I mean, don't they?
I'm not laughing at that. I just did that joke, essentially.
Yes, yeah. He did.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. He did, but.
I wasn't listening.
He didn't hear it.
He was reading. He can't read.
I'm researching over here on something else.
He can't read and talk at the same time. Making this the perfect job for you.
There's a similar story about do you have this story about the guy that was caught speeding? This is pretty interesting. Same deal. I mean, I bet it's the same thing as Chick says. I think some of these stories are people just want to get away for a while.
I don't have that one.
Okay. The guy went 240 miles out of his way, told cops he was buying bread.
No, I don't have that.
A UK man has been fined for taking a 240-mile round-trip excursion, as he claimed, to buy bread.
Maybe a store was out.
He was caught going 110 miles an hour in the middle of nowhere, but he said he was going all the way to London because the bread was 1 pound cheaper.
1 pound.
Right.
Wow.
No, the guy obviously, I mean, first of all, there's no one on the road, so.
That's probably awesome.
It's kind of like the quarantine. This will be the next Fast and Furious movie. Fast and Furious, the quarantine. Now we can go anywhere quick. But I think I'm with Chick on this. I think this guy probably needed a break from somebody and said, I'll go get the bread, honey. See you in 4 hours.
That's going to start happening, right? I mean, people are going
to. You're not allowed to just take a drive in your car?
No.
Yeah. No?
Well, this guy, I think this guy was fine because he was going so fast.
Right.
Even though it was in the middle of nowhere. So I think a lot of people are taking excursions like that. Okay, now we promised another song from Pat. Pat, which one of your tributes did you want to do?
The problem is we all could get sick, Tom said to me. So wear this mask and we all remain germ-free. I'll address the group and explain it logically. There must be 50 ways to beat corona. 50 ways to beat corona. Wash before you nosh, Josh. Don't touch your face, Ace. Don't give a stranger a hickey, chicky. Oh, and listen to me. Don't get close when you chat, Pat. Don't eat a Chinese bat. Don't touch the doorknob when you pee, Christy Lee. Listen to me. There must be 50 ways to beat corona.
Nice.
Excellent.
Don't give a stranger a hickey, chicky.
Yeah.
That's the best I could.
I liked it.
That's very, very nice. Jess Hooker, you're at home right now, literally sitting in front of your bed.
Yes.
And thank you for not wearing your hair in a bun. You look so pretty now.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And tell us why you had to move over to the bed.
Actually, I had the equipment set up in the desk in my room, but the birds, there's two birds' nests outside my window, and they're so loud.
It's driving you crazy.
I know the microphone would have picked it up, and it's trash day and recycling day, so it would have been noisy.
That's okay. That's fun. It's all right.
Yeah.
And now, who's there with you? Who's living there with you right now?
I'm home alone right now.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yep. Just me on
wait
my own.
So wait a second. You're home alone and you're on camera.
Sitting in my bed. Yep.
On your bed.
Oh God.
Sans pants.
Yes, I have pants. I have basketball shorts on right now, actually.
Okay. Is that right?
Just loungewear. Yeah. Okay.
Picks or it didn't happen.
I'll send you one later, Josh.
Okay, well, we have to get...
You just PayPal me that money.
Sorry, the phone just rang. I'm sorry.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Lou Stools.
Man.
And this is a Some Other News. This is a Some Other News special report.
Oh, special report.
I'm sorry, Dick. What? We didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said it's a special report.
Okay.
Coming up. Good. As you know, like many broadcasters, I've been doing my award-winning newscast from home is taking place at this moment. I've learned a few things about doing this. For one thing, pants are overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Also, never cut your own bangs just before going on air.
Good point.
Another thing I've learned about broadcasting from home, always put away your My Little Pony action figures before turning on the camera. People might get the wrong idea.
I can see.
Yeah.
And even though you're the only one being filmed from the waist up, it's still unprofessional to broadcast the news while sitting on the toilet.
Oh,
you don't forget this. Keep the door closed to the room from where you're broadcasting. The last thing you want during the program is for a child pet or leather-clad gimp to wander through the background.
Leather-clad gimp.
Well, this has been Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Lou Stools.
Holy
this
heck.
Has been a Some Other News quick. Special report.
Lou Stools. There you go.
Thank you very much, Dick Hitzwater.
Lou Stools.
That brings us to this news story.
I have a question. Is there a website out there? Is there someone who is watching all of the various news people, et cetera, on television from their homes and inventorying the stuff that's behind them?
There are there is definitely a story out there where you can, they've talked about
my favorite weather guy has gotten together with a local museum, and they're putting up paintings behind him every morning, and he comments on them.
Well, how does he
that's kind of cool.
Well, they come over and give it to him.
Oh, they're getting into his house.
They're loaded with Corona.
Yeah, that's great.
It's only a matter of time.
Jess, did you set up your rig at home, or did one of our people go over there?
Oh, no, I did it.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if you know who went over there, you might want to get the raid.
Which you know who?
You mean the face rubber?
They're a couple filthy.
Who are you making fun of now?
Yeah, that guy. That's the guy.
Oh, they know who they are. Okay.
So. No, actually, I set it all up by myself. So no one was in my bedroom or my house.
All by yourself. It's Christy Lee over there.
Stanford scientists have created, a special toilet that scans and recognizes your anal print.
All right. For what reason?
This isn't a real thing. And if it were, why would it be needed?
Study co-author Dr. Swangmin Park said the potential for using the human anus as a biometric identifier is not a new concept.
Yes.
The famous painter Salvador Dali had already figured out that the anus has 35 or 37 creases, which are unique as fingerprints.
Now, does he work with the Dr. Swangmin?
So wait a second. So the point of this is that the anal print, if you will, is as unique as
a fingerprint.
According to the journal Nature, researchers at the university have devised a system for tracking defecation and urination by specific individuals over time, sending that data to the cloud and analyzing it for purposes of public health.
Analyzing.
It's the latest addition to a long line of smart toilets, although this may be the first one to take a picture of your backside plumbing. The so-called precision health toilet, Josh, get a load of this, equipped with four cameras.
Four!
Wait for it. The stool camera, anus camera, and two Euroflow cameras.
Yes, otherwise known as the Chuck Berry 3000.
Now, Tom, be honest. When you saw this story, on a scale of 1 to 10,
how long did you last?
10 being a birth of your child, 1 being having lunch with me, how happy were you?
A solid 9.
Oh, we knew it.
A four-camera shoot. Can you imagine?
So can they look at...
So when does yours arrive?
At the stool sample and decide from that whose anus it came from? Sort of like a ballistics on a bullet?
I don't know about that.
I think this is... They're trying to find out they can study about people's systems over time. And
well, yeah, like Cologuard, right? I mean, it would be, well, this the is results based, could be right there. Yeah,
this
right?
is based on the on a very, very old camera from Kodak.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, the Kodak Brownie.
Brownie! you are you aware of that model? Because that was a very popular camera at one time.
That's a joke only people over
I am not
80 are going to get.
Over 60 are going to get.
My aunt had the old Brownie box camera.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah.
Well, that is a fifth camera.
Yeah. The Brownie box is that's a lot of confusion.
God, that Boy. Is unbelievable. Can you so
no.
The part about your anus having its own print is amazing. Yeah. Can you see them dusting for that in an episode of CSI?
Well, instead of fingerprints, they're running through the anal database research.
Is that what we're going to get for Christmas? A print of your butt?
No.
Oh, please.
Oh, wouldn't that be...
Get us close-up pictures of our own anine.
No. He dusts his butt and then does a print, like a fingerprint, but it'd be an anus.
If you get us anal dustings.
Gold bond anal dustings. You are aware that there is a company that will make chocolates.
Oh, I know.
Based on an actual imprint of that area.
Well, but like they're not, yours.
They create a bas relief. I think they do celebrity.
No way.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to get a hemorrhoid selfie, this is the way to go. Sit down and say cheese.
Here, now, wait a minute. Which celebrity would that?
That's amazing.
Oh, what celebrity B-hole do you want to take a look at?
No, thanks. Let's just move on, shall we? A number of other things in the obituary page today. The great Honor Blackman.
Yes.
Best known, of course, as Pussy Galore. That was her name in the James Bond film, Goldfinger.
I was sad to hear of her passing, but you know what I was most sad about?
That you'd hear about it 85 times this morning?
No, that I'd hear about it 85 times.
You were sad to hear of her passing. You were even sadder to hear that Tom had heard of her passing.
That's exactly right. I tried to keep it on the DL, as the kids say.
Times like this, I wish I were writing headlines.
What would you say?
What would it be?
Pussy no more.
Oh, boy. Thankfully, you're not.
I don't know what I was worried about.
Once again, Jess is broadcasting from her bedroom.
Why are there bells on the headboard? What's that all about? It's decorative?
This is actually a room divider that I mounted to the wall as a headboard. I couldn't find a headboard that I liked, and I found this, and
looks
I liked
terrific.
It.
So. Yeah.
So sometimes you'll hear jingle bells that won't even be Christmas. Santa only comes once a year to get back to the classic. Okay. See, it all ties in.
What'd you have for breakfast? You made breakfast?
Yeah, I made some sausage and eggs. One of the perks of working from home, you can run down at the break and make some breakfast.
Sounds
fresh
delicious. Your
coffee.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Now, Christy is not making us breakfast, but she is passing along things in the world of news.
And this is kind of interesting because this is: would you raise your own food, like live animals, and then eat it?
That's got to be tough. I don't think having a chicken would count, would it?
Well, a high school in Japan chick features a class called Class of Life. It's a controversial school project that aims to teach students about valuing their food by having them raise and eat animals like fish and chickens.
Okay.
That's smart. And I've been saying life skills classes, we need them all over the country.
A lot of people on social media are saying this is a really good time to be teaching your kids life skill stuff because they're at home, you're at home. Show them how to change a tire. Show them how to...
sweep a room.
Yeah. Do the laundry. Yeah.
Sweep a room, he said. Has there been a problem, Tom?
They're seven.
Yeah. I bet you have very exacting specifications.
I've been teaching my girlfriend's three-year-old a few things, and if she doesn't have my taxes done today, she's out.
How many delays can one person have?
Can you imagine Tom's kids when they're his age?
Man, oh man.
Trying to teach them.
I think I can imagine some of them. Yeah.
They have to take their plates from the dining room table. Well, it's not a dining room, but the table's right there in the kitchen, but they have to take them over to the sink.
Sure.
It's just baby steps.
Push their chairs in.
But I'm missing my favorite broom, which is, I've looked everywhere.
How do you lose a broom?
I don't know.
Huh?
It's driving me nuts.
When your four-year-old takes her dish to the sink, does she set it gently next to the sink or slam dunk it into the sink?
Yes, the latter.
Like Dominique Wilkins.
And usually dumps half of it on the floor. But at least we're teaching. And then I have to go look for my favorite broom, which I can't.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.